It's going, right?
It's been going for like 12 minutes now.
No.
We have like 3 minutes left in the episode.
If it's been going for 12 minutes, then they heard that conversation we had.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know.
We better erase this one.
Yeah. Let's start over. Start over.
Hey, Warren.
Hey, Craig.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm bitching. Thank you.
You're bitching.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that term.
It's January. We're sitting outside on the patio. It's the sun shines out. It's like 72, maybe?
Yeah. It's beautiful.
It's unbelievable.
But why is the moon out?
The Odd Couple.
The Odd Couple. But why is the moon out?
I don't care. The Odd Couple. You remember that show?
Yeah. With Jackie Gleason.
Yeah. It's kind of like us, but we're the same.
Exactly. We're oddities paired.
We're the even couple.
Yeah. Hey. Wait.
I don't want to wait.
Wait.
What?
Welcome to Sleepless in Cialis. Big hands. At sleeplessincialis.com. Yeah, tell me why the moon is out.
Is it Cialis or Cialius?
Well, it depends. On TikTok, it's Cialius.
Why?
Because I spelled it wrong when I was setting up the account.
Well, so why don't we change it?
I don't know how.
Because you already set up an account with Cialis and you forgot.
Correct. And when I did Facebook, I also set that one up. I'm thinking this is a trend.
You're technical moronicism?
Yeah, but why am I the IT guy in this company?
Oh boy, I've been asking that for a long time.
I think I need to be terminated.
I think so.
Well, if I'm terminated, then that means you'll be in charge.
Well, if anybody out there has any interest in doing a podcast...
Why is the moon out? Why is the moon out?
Oh my God.
We're sitting outside of the studio.
Did you go to school?
Briefly, yes.
They didn't teach you things like the orbit and... How the?
Can I be honest with you? I want to divulge something.
Okay.
My first year in college at Arizona State University.
Oh, I had one of those too.
Yeah. Was 1986.
Mine was 1985.
Okay. I graduate from college in April of this year.
Wow. That's a long
time. Yeah. How many years is that?
That's I bet you're tired of school.
Well, yeah. I just took the slow route.
Wow.
Yeah, never give up.
It's like a 40-year process.
A 40-year process of getting a bachelor's degree that I won't use.
Well, you're not going to now.
Well no, because I'm 54, 55. Uh-huh. We're getting closer to retirement.
You'll have it done before retirement.
Yeah, but I'll have my bachelor's degree at least.
Then you'll have some kind of like a pin to put on your hat or something.
Oh, yeah. This way in my epitaph, they can say, or my funeral announcement, they can put graduate of Columbia.
Columbia? You went to Columbia?
Well, it's kind of a long story.
Okay.
Yeah. I did go to Columbia on vacation.
Is it Columbia Records?
No. The country of Columbia.
Do you remember the book, The Record Club?
What record club?
Well, you paid them like 89 cents and they sent you like 13
oh,
albums.
Yeah.
Remember that? Or cassette tape?
Wasn't that in TV Guide?
I think so.
Yeah.
You remember TV Guide?
Yeah. TV Guide. That's something that doesn't exist.
It doesn't?
Yeah, I saw something on TikTok today.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember in the 70s and the 80s what our contact lists looked like?
No.
It was a phone book.
Oh.
And the other day, there were phone books in our driveways here at the country
club. Yes, that really disturbed me.
What was that all about?
I don't know. But you know something else I saw on TikTok today?
What's that?
Is you were sitting right the fuck next to me.
What?
Took your shirt off.
Well, yeah.
Why?
Because it was friggin' hot inside the house.
It's 69 in my house.
It's not 69. Maybe 69 degrees Celsius.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then you stink and you're sweaty.
You were sweating. I had to clean your forehead.
You cleaned nothing.
Yes.
I'm cold.
Well, there was a little. Wait. Go to our TikTok.
That was Vicks Vapor Rub.
I don't want to know how it got there.
It goes on everything.
Well, yeah, if you're Mexican.
My wife is Latina, and she puts vapor up on everything.
Well, yeah, but you can't do that.
Why?
It's not a good lube.
Oh, no, that... Oh, we talked about that before. You did that once.
I did that once.
Poor
back gal. Back at ASU.
First year.
First year, yeah. That did not work out well.
How did your first year at ASU go?
Let's see. I moved into Palo Verde West.
Did you?
Yeah, the dorm. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't... I didn't have fair knowledge that you had to attend class on a regular basis at that point.
You didn't?
No. Nobody told me.
I never went.
Yeah. So I went an entire semester moving. I spent that semester moving into the dorm room and getting things squared away. And in January, I received a letter from the school wanting to know why I had I hadn't attended any classes yet.
Not one?
Not one. And my response was, I'm still trying to get the dorm room put together. And I just turned, it did not work out well.
Did you have a dorm mate?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, he was from Hawaii. He was baked all the time.
You must have driven him crazy.
He was stoned all the time.
Oh, okay. So that'd be easier to take, I guess.
Yeah, he never saw the light of day.
Wow.
Yeah, his eyes were like bait.
Did you ever put your pits in his face?
No.
Then why did you do it in mine?
Because your house is so hot that I'm trying to make a point.
What does that have to do with your pits in my face?
It's January.
It's disgusting.
And your house is like 110 degrees.
My house is like 42 degrees.
Craig, your hair is flat.
Yeah, it's because I don't have much.
No, it's because all the sweat. You look like you've been rubbed in Vaseline.
No, it's actually, so I went to Pilates today.
Yeah.
And I got home and I took a shower. And I'm like, I don't want to do anything to my hair. And I just rubbed it dry with a towel and went about my way.
I think it looks great.
And it freaks me out.
I think it looks great.
I'm not that guy.
I went and I got a haircut today.
You did?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Yep.
And I spent money on it, big money.
You didn't spend any money on that haircut.
Yes, I did.
You did?
I spent $16 on it. Yeah. And when I divulged to the hairstylist, I don't think it was really a hairstylist, but the person cutting my hair, that I don't use shampoo, that completely changed the entire experience.
Seriously? Were they disgusted with you?
Well, she wouldn't look me in the eye anymore. You know, one of those, what are you doing here?
Did she wash your hair before she cut it?
No.
Oh, well, that's why. She didn't know what she was getting herself into.
She kept having to wipe her hands off on a towel because it was getting slippery in there.
She's putting big vapor on her hands. Yeah.
Probably. Let's talk about neighbors.
Okay.
Let's talk about ethical neighbor relationships.
Okay, because I think we have a pretty good, solid, ethical, besides our friendship,
a
neighbor relationship.
We
do. We do just fine with that. Yes.
Yeah. And let me give you a prime example.
What's that?
I had to borrow a leaf blower this morning.
Yeah.
And when I was done using it, brought it back.
See, that kind of pisses me off.
Why?
Because now I have to go put it back in the garage.
You're damn right.
You go put it back in the garage.
Well, you have to clean it, too.
What do you mean I have to clean it?
The thing's destroyed.
Oh, fuck.
It's got dog shit all over it.
It does.
Well, it does now.
Well, I don't have dogs. How could I have dogs?
Well, you told me it was a vacuum, so I cleaned up some of the other neighbors' yards, too.
Hawk just flew right by us.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Somebody's dog's in trouble.
Well, it might be. Did I ever tell you about my hawk?
No. You had a
this
hawk?
This is the most bizarre. No, I still have one. This is the most bizarre thing. This is dead serious.
Okay, okay.
I come out in the morning, like 5 o'clock.
Right.
And I have a cup of coffee. And I have a hawk that comes, and he sits on the back of this chair.
A hawk or a cock?
A hawk.
Okay, you said
you're
cock.
Disgusting.
You listened, and you said cock.
No, it was a hawk. Okay. So he comes, and seriously, he sits on the back of this chair, and he just sits there with me.
At this house?
Every day, yes.
Here?
And one day, he was sitting there, and he's always like scanning, looking for something.
Uh-huh.
And one day, I see him, and he tilts his head, and then he's off to the corner of my yard. And I see him fly up, and he's got a snake in his mouth.
No!
And he takes it to the neighbor's yard and drops it.
Really?
He didn't want it. He didn't want to eat it. He wanted to get it out of my yard. And he takes it to their yard, and he comes back and sits on this chair.
No shit!
It was just bizarro. Just
that
bizarre.
That is awkward,
like he's
man.
Protecting me.
You have a spirit that's watching out for you.
You think that's what it is?
Oh, big time.
Wow.
Yeah. Either that or an abundance of food in your backyard.
I don't think I have a lot of food.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait. We have to take a quick break.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, it's time. Yeah.
No.
Just go to the bathroom and we'll be right back.
I don't
back.
Have to go to the bathroom. That's your gig.
No, that's your gig.
No, that's your gig.
I can tell by the look on your face.
Oh, my God. I'm still disgusted by you putting your pits in my face.
Well, you're grabbing your crotch. Go to the bathroom.
I always grab my crotch.
Okay. All right, ladies and gents, Sleepless in Seattle. We'll be right back. All right, wait. I think
turn the crank. You got to turn that crank.
No, it's plugged in, Craig.
Oh, my God.
Craig, it's
but you have
in.
To crank up the generator.
I did.
Oh, yeah, it's Warren.
Going. Hey, wait, it's going. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm the same as I was like 4 minutes ago when we paused for a break.
Craig, they don't know it was only 4 minutes ago.
Well, I'm sorry. Did I let some cat out of the bag?
Wait.
Is this
wait.
Important?
Yes. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
What was your first car and how much did you pay for it?
It was a 1982 Ford Bronco.
Okay. Full size?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I had one too.
You did
that
not.
Was blue and white.
Mine was red and white.
Yep, mine was blue and white.
Stop.
Yep.
What size engine did it have?
I have no idea, and I still don't understand the engine. It was like a V7 or something.
I had...
But, no, wait, sir.
A V17.
Seriously, my father bought the car for my mother as a spare vehicle for the family, and they didn't. She didn't like it, so I took ownership of it.
Wow.
Yeah, 1982, blue and white Ford Bronco.
My mom bought me a red and white one for my 16th birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Brand new?
Brand new. No, it was used, but very gently used.
Do you remember the dealership?
Beautiful. No, I have no idea. She showed up in my driveway.
Oh, mm-hmm. What an experience that would be.
It was badass. It had a 400 in it.
A 400 what?
Engine.
What does that mean?
Big.
Craig and I are very in-depth when it comes to vehicles. So my grandfather gave me a car when I
what
turned 60.
Name?
Silas.
No kidding.
Yes.
The same as your son.
Isn't that awkward? His name was Silas King, and so is my son's name.
Silas King Weeks?
No. It's Silas Fish King.
Fish King?
Fish. As in Fish King. Yeah. I don't know the story behind that.
That was your grandfather or Silas is... Your son is Fish?
No, my son is Silas King. But my grandfather was Silas Fish King.
Fish King.
Fish King.
He went Fish King a lot.
Yeah, F-I-S-H.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is that Fish King or Fish King?
No, not that kind of Fish King.
Okay.
Not the kind we do in the prison cells.
Okay.
not the kind that when we play prison.
They call you Peaches.
Yeah, where they call me, Apricot now. But, my first car was a 1962 Mercedes-Benz 190D.
Stop.
Yes.
Bitchin'.
Yeah, it was, that was the same model they use for taxi cabs in Europe.
Seriously?
Yeah, but my grandfather gave it to me.
Wow.
And I remember I went inside and I took my, do you remember speakers back then at home?
Absolutely, the big old
huge
ones, yeah.
And the bigger they were, that means the better they were.
Bigger subwoofer.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of tweeters.
And, I was trying to get tweeter, so I put tweeters in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so, the back seat was just packed. And,
yep, I had one of those too.
Cassette or A-track?
Cassette.
Oh, yeah.
A-track was before our time, I think.
Yeah, that was like mid-70s,
our parents'
right?
Time. Yeah.
Okay.
I remember my mom, she said, had two 8-tracks. One played Bye Bye Miss American Pie.
Uh-huh.
And the other one was this band called Bread.
Bread?
Yeah.
Never heard of them.
If a picture paints a thousand
words. Yeah.
Yeah, so those were the two, and I heard them over and over.
That
and
was
over
very 1970s, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah. That and Helen Reddy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Hear me roar.
I hear me roar. Yeah. I am woman in numbers too large to ignore.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, I think that's when Billie Jean King was playing tennis.
How can you say I am woman?
Hear me roar.
In numbers too large to ignore. So I am woman is singular.
Well, I don't
now, how
know.
How can you be in plural numbers too big to ignore?
Was it Linda Ronstadt or Helen Reddy?
Helen Reddy.
Okay.
Linda Ronstadt was Blue Bayou.
Blue Bayou.
On the blue, yeah, I don't remember how it went.
I want to.
She was from our city.
Yeah, we can't say
yes.
that. Yeah. But
wait.
I want to talk about ethical relationships.
Okay.
And that's something that we're kind of getting away from in our society.
We certainly are.
And and especially when it comes to neighbors, and no neighbors in particular, but there's a lot of entertaining that takes place over the holidays, and a lot of things pop up. But we've kind of gotten away from some of the pleasantries and respectful things that we used to do.
Yes.
Knocking on the front door before you come in.
Yes. Yes. That's an important one.
That's an important one.
Instead of just walking in.
It's a sign of respect.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's your neighbor, but it's not your home.
Right.
So just be a little respectful. Just knock, ring a doorbell, and wait.
Yes.
You got 10 seconds. Can you just wait a second?
Just wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then another...
What if you borrow something?
That is something that irritates me.
Uh-huh.
Whether it be... whether I come blowing in your house and I grab a six-pack of Perrier and I take it, right?
No, wait. So now we're just talking about neighbor relationship.
Right.
With our friendship, if you came and took a six-pack of Perrier and never brought it back, well, I don't give a shit.
Well, that would be normal, though.
Well, but it's different.
That's different.
Yeah. It's not just a neighbor relationship. That's a different thing.
Right.
We just happen to be neighbors.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's a different style of relationship.
Yeah.
But whatever happened today, like, hey, Craig, I need to borrow a cup of flour, right?
Uh-huh.
It is anticipated that you would return that cup of flour.
Would you really? Just a cup of flour?
Okay. If you
Let's
loaned
say
your,
a blower.
A blower, yeah. Or a propane tank or mm-hmm. anything.
Right.
When you borrow something, you bring it back in the same condition that you borrowed it.
Uh-huh.
What happened to that?
I don't know. I think lots of people still operate that way. I think most do.
Uh-huh.
I think some just choose not to. You know, because we've figured out there are consumers.
Uh-huh.
In this life, and there are producers.
Correct.
And consumers just take.
Correct.
They take and they consume and they consume and they consume. They don't give anything back. They just take.
Right.
And unfortunately, we have that in our neighborhood.
And that's unfortunate. It's very frustrating.
Yes, it's hard.
Yeah. But our relationship's a little bit different. Because I know that when I give you something,
uh-huh.
I don't expect anything in return.
Right. Same with me.
But I also know that it comes, it's reciprocal.
Sure it is.
And everything is reciprocal.
Yeah.
And I think that's just an ethical, respectful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I think we have that respect with one another.
Right.
That, that everything that we share, give or take is, it comes back in a reciprocal form one
right.
way or the other.
Right. And honestly, if it didn't, I'd be okay.
No.
Eventually it will.
Right.
But I really don't care.
And one way or the
Either
other.
Way. Yeah.
And it's not a thought process, but I think we need to start treating ourselves in our society in a more respectful fashion, meaning that when we borrow things from people, to other neighbors that, you know, that don't have this type of relationship,
right.
that it's brought back in the same condition in a timely fashion.
Yeah, when you're done with it.
Without having to make a phone call saying, where's my stuff?
Well, then you sound like an asshole.
Right.
And why are you put in that position?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unfair that we're put into that position, and
yes.
we're just trying to be nice people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it gets to the point where you just stop answering the phone after a while.
Yeah, and that sucks.
Yeah.
But you have to.
Because
at some
not...
point, you have to protect yourself, no?
Yeah, and we're not a 7-Eleven.
No.
That, you know, you can't just come in there and grab and go.
Well, yeah, but at least they get paid.
Yeah, or we're not a food bank, rather.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's horrible.
But a food bank, they're saying, come take this, you don't owe me anything back.
Correct.
And just take it and use it.
Correct.
We're not saying take it or use it. We're saying take it, use it, and then bring it back to me when you're done.
Right.
Common courtesy.
Courtesy. And I think we're missing courtesy in our society in general.
Yeah.
I was walking with some younger folks the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And we were entering into one of the buildings where I work. And I stepped ahead and I opened the door for the ladies to walk through.
Right.
Right? And our... generation, Gen X, that is, that's a common courtesy.
Yeah, that's just what you do.
But then I watch the other young people,
uh-huh.
and the girls, everybody, nobody opens the door for anybody.
Right. And you do know? It for them, and they're confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, what are you doing this to
what
me for?
What are you
for?
Doing? What, am I in trouble?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I've noticed that. You know what my mom used to do to me?
What?
So I was like 6, maybe 7 years old in Conroe, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And I remember specifically going to the Kroger and walking in and thinking, where in the hell is my mom?
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't find her.
Right.
Finally, I found her. She was standing outside of the door.
Uh-huh.
And I went out and I said, Mom, what are you doing? She says, I'm waiting for you to open the door for me.
Oh,
yeah.
Good mom.
And she wasn't moving. And she said that hit me so hard.
Yeah.
And to this day, I can't, if Sign I don't
respect.
Get to do it, because sometimes you're like a woman will hurry because they're not used to it.
Uh-huh.
They'll hurry to the door and they open it before you get a chance to.
Right.
And that makes me very uncomfortable.
Yes. I don't like that
uh-uh.
at all.
Uh-uh.
Okay. So my mom's story.
Uh-huh.
We were at TG and Y.
TG
yeah,
and Y.
Yeah. Or wow. AJ Bayless. It was one of the two
was
stores.
It, or was yeah. it Yellowfront?
It could have been Yellowfront.
Wow.
Yeah. It was just a store. And this is back
Smitty's?
In... It could have been Smitty's. Yeah, it could have been, say, a grocery store. but this was back in the early 70s. And I remember I was a young lad, probably around 6 or 7.
Uh-huh.
And I would frequently lose my mother in the grocery store because of the fact I do have a little ADHD. So I'd, like, okay. wander off and check things out, you know.
I never would have seen you as a lad.
No. Yes, yes. I was a
you
young
lad. You were a lad?
A young lad.
I think a young man, a boy.
No,
but... A lad.
A young lad with knickers.
A
young lad with knickers.
You had knickers on.
Well, yeah, I grew up in Paradise Valley.
Okay.
But, and the only way I could identify my mother was by her bouffant. So
oh,
I would have to step back over the aisles, right, and look for the tallest bouffant.
Uh-huh.
And
I did the same thing.
Did you really?
My mom was different. and that she used to roll her hair in little tomato soup cans.
Oh!
And so she would have this big thing of hair rolled in tomato soup cans.
I love that!
And that's how I would find her.
Yeah. You know what? This has been a good episode.
It has. Trip down memory lane for a second.
Yeah. Back to old TG&Y, Yellowfront, AJ Bayless. Yeah. Sleepless in Cialis, everybody.
Yes. Thank you, old lad, for joining me today.
My pleasure. Enjoy your day. Yeah. Big hands at Sleepless in Cialis. Facebook is
Sleepless in Cialis. One word.
And you want to explain the TikTok thing?
God, I sure don't.
Yeah.
It's Cialis. Don't go to Sleepless in Cialis because we have nothing there. Because that's correct. All of our stuff is on Sleepless in Cialis. Cialias.
Have a great day, everybody.
Anybody have any questions why that happened? No, I didn't think so.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Oh, shit.